Doyle says his property tax cap will look similar to the one that just expired. It will hold tax increases to close to the rate of inflation. But the governor says it will let cities and counties collect more in local taxes to account for new growth.
I'm confident we're going to live up to our commitment to funding schools, and having done that, I think we'll be able to put some pretty tight property tax limits into place. But, you know, I recognize that the local governments may need a little bit more room than they've had in the past just to meet some of their current demands.
The governor also pledged a $15 million increase in the shared revenue the state sends to counties and municipalities. The way that money is doled out has been a point of contention in the past, particularly when Milwaukee has received more funding than other parts of the state. Milwaukee County Board Chair Lee Holloway says he welcomes the increase and hopes lawmakers see it the same way.
We are the hub for the state of Wisconsin. When Milwaukee go down, so do the rest of the state.
The governor also wants the state to spend more on court support services and child support collection. Doyle will offer more details during his budget address next week. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.